Blog Talk Radio.
I'm hanging for old man, you know, got them swimming down
right.
by my knees these days. Well, it depends on which shoe you're talking about.
Swinging down by your knees, huh?
That's right. Both of them.
Well, I can't dispute that claim because I've never personally seen swinging or otherwise, but I seriously doubt it.
Okay, doubt on.
I'll just have to go to my grave, doubting.
That's right. That's right.
And what are you talking? And let's just be clear. Are you talking about your moobs or your nards?
The day the moobs get down to my knees. Please understand that you will be getting a phone call saying, Yale jumped off the top of a very short tree stub and is gone. He's gone.
No, we will get you plastic surgery before that happens. If I have to put it on a credit card with 29% interest, we're going to get that done. I'm not going to let my boy go out like that.
Oh, speaking of which, you know I'm all hooked on Orange is the New Black now, right?
Yeah, late. Crazy eyes.
Hey. Don't throw too many spoilers.
I told you me and Mary...
Me and Mary
binge-watched the first season last year, like in a weekend, and we were already binge-watched the second season. Just like I told you about House of Cards, one of these days you'll listen to me.
I do listen to you. I listen to you about True Blood.
You haven't watched Scandal.
No,
you haven't watched Walking Dead. You haven't watched Justified. You haven't watched Longmire. I'm done.
I don't need to watch Longmire. I am the Longmire.
And you're not watching The Strain. The Strain freaked me out.
That's why I'm not watching.
Like the first episode. See, but the first episode was like I was feeling kind of like Salem's Lot. You know, I was like, you know, whatever. This is kind of shiggity. But the second episode, and I watched it by myself in my house by myself. Because my husband and my daughter were out of town. Freaked me out.
Look, we don't know you.
And it was kind of gross, too, because the creature,
yeah.
whatever it is, like, smashed this guy's head. And you saw him smash it last episode. But this episode, they were investigating, and they came across his body. And his brains were just, like, gray oatmeal all over the floor. I was like, that's pretty gross.
For our listeners who are eating...
Huh?
Yes, for all listeners who are now eating.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Whoops.
You should watch that. And I watched The Lottery as well, the first episode of The Lottery, and I'm like, Children of Men.
Wait a minute. But the lottery, is that the show that comes on twice a day and they show seven digits and then that's the end of it?
No. This would be This would be the. I don't know if it's just like a extended mini series or if they're gonna, you know, do it every summer. But basically, children stop being born in 2006. Women stopped being able to get pregnant in 2016, and then by 2021, there were only five children under the age of six or seven left. And then a doctor figured out how to fertilize some eggs, and so now they're having a lottery to for gestational hosts or surrogates, whatever you want to call them.
Get out of here. And where is this on?
Well, you're going to have to turn in your man card. It's on Wii.
Well,
at least it's not Lifetime.
That explains why no one can have children.
Wow.
But you need to watch The Strain. That's all I'm saying.
But The Strain will scare me.
Whatever. You watch True Blood. It's no scarier than True Blood. Speaking of True Blood.
Yeah.
I am pissed at True Blood right now. Pissed. Let them F around and kill Lafayette and see what happens.
Well, I'm thinking,
And how about
Lafayette is good.
How about, and I'm whispering on purpose, how about they showed some gay sex with Lafayette?
Yeah. I know, right?
I know, right? I mean, he was getting it. You know, sometimes they just usually just show him kiss, you know, or they'll show, you know, like you know, fellatio, but not really show it. But I was like, dang, don't hurt him, Hammer.
Yeah, he was getting down with the get down.
Right. And see, and that's why I thought they were going to kill him. I thought they were going to kill him, like, mid, you know, mid-thrust. I thought they were going to get him. Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's how crazy it was. They're sitting there, you know, having sex, and I'm not upset or offended because I'm being presented with gay sex. I was offended because I was like, now they're getting ready to kill his ass, because that's how it always happens, you know? Middle sex, plunk.
Well, with the clear that be clear that Jessica really doesn't care.
No, and Jessica is the next one that's getting ready to get killed.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because homegirl, what's her name, Violet? Violet ain't left too tight. And they're stupid. I mean, why would they do that? She has vampire hearing. She is connected to Jason. She didn't have to be up on the door to hear them doing it.
Secondly
linked to him.
And she's 1,000 years old, so she can't be played with.
Bye, Jessica.
We both know that Bill is no match for her.
Right, and did you see what Bill saw in the mirror? OMG. OMG. OMG.
Here's what is concerning
me
about
infected?
That, too. Right. Unless this is a different
I thought you had to drink the infected blood or you had to exchange bodily fluids by kissing and having sex with somebody infected. And Bill's been on the straight and narrow. He ain't been messing with nobody.
Yeah, but then again, remember all of them fed off of him when he was saving everybody.
Yeah, but the gestational period of the virus is something like a couple days.
Something strange is going on. Something strange
bye,
is happening.
Bye, Bill. Bye, Jessica. So
well,
let's get down on the get down.
Yeah, but before we go there, we got to talk about this show you got me all connected to now, real quick.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
What you running now? Well, you binge watched it, right?
Well, I'm like, I just finished episode 5
of season 1 or 2.
Season 1, because I just got into it, you know, and I only put it on my Netflix because I was looking for Breaking Bad, and I saw that first, and I was like, let me put this, and then depending on which Blu-ray player I'm on, I can't get to the queue. I have to go to my computer. So it's like, now let me just pop this on here and check it out for a minute. Let me tell you something. 20 minutes into the first episode, I was done.
You were
that
done or you were hooked?
Happen. I was hooked. Boom. Oh.
Yep.
That doesn't usually work for me. You know, I give HBO series 4 or 5 episodes when they're new so you can, you know, learn who the characters are and what they're about and what's everything about.
Right.
20 minutes into this show, first episode, I was like, boom, it's over. I'll be watching this as much as humanly possible.
Yeah. It's really well written. HBO cleaned
really
up.
Really well written and acted.
Yes, HBO cleaned up in the Emmys between Orange is the New Black. I mean, not HBO,
well, Orange is New Black
Netflix, between
Netflix
and House of Cards. Netflix has shown they're here to play.
That's going to be the new medium. Things have changed. Things have really changed. The script has been flipped.
Right, and Netflix subscription rates have gone up because people are getting subscriptions just to see House of Cards and Orange is the New Black.
Right, and where I am today, I drove past them filming House of Cards. Because, you know, they film it here in Baltimore and didn't try to stay there in D.C.
Right, and didn't they try to extort you guys?
Yeah, they did. They did, and it almost worked. Actually, it did work. They didn't get the bill passed, but there was a special something that took place so they could get it. So they have.
So FYI, buy stock in Netflix. Just FYI.
Right. Right. You know, I still owe them a couple DVDs I need to send back. I'm just saying. Since they no longer do the DVDs.
Mark them lost.
That's how far I go back with Netflix. I owe them DVDs. But, yeah, the show is so well written and so well acted and completely believable. And they throw in just enough comedy, so you know.
But how amazing is Laverne Cox and Crazy Eyes?
Crazy Eyes is my new Lafayette, like I said. I am feeling her. This episode when she came to the girls' new quarters and squatted and peed, it's like, yeah, she...
That's her woman.
Dandelion better learn to get right.
That is her woman. Don't mess with her.
Well, I tell you. So that's going to be the new thing. And season 3 is supposed to hit soon, right?
Of Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's so far been a summer show. And House of Cards has been a spring show. So, like, February of last year, February of this year was the Cards. And June-ish last year and this year was Orange is the Black.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Ride holders.
Yeah, a lot of people around me trying to get involved in the conversation.
We hear.
I'm out chilling. Little distraction needed today. So, anyway, now the entertainment section is over.
Well, it's not quite over. Global warming took one.
Yeah, James Garner, Maverick.
And was it just me and you that were talking about him, like, 4 months ago about him being a man's man? I think it was because I had watched Victor Victoria and I had showed my daughter and she wasn't feeling it. So I was like, okay, you're dead to me.
I did the same thing with my son with Murder by Death. Like, oh, your mother has ruined you. Go, be gone.
Right. I was like, okay, we need to do a DNA swap because this is Victor Victoria. The only thing worse is you could not like Star Wars. But Victor Victoria, come on now. You don't think it's hilarious about the cockroach climbing up the lady's leg? You don't think it's hilarious that she's a man pretending to be a man, pretending to be a woman? What? You don't know?
Right.
Crickets? No. But you know what? He was like a man's man. Rockford Files. Who doesn't love Rockford Files?
How manly is he? The man promoted steak and beef and had a heart attack. And when he recovered, he went back to promoting beef and steak. That's man
shit. But he stopped smoking cigarettes.
That's real man shit. Plus, he was very active in the civil rights movement back in the 60s.
He was.
Yeah.
James Garner was right by me.
Yeah, he was the man's man. He was the man. And I was just watching the movie Maverick just recently. And, you know, when he passed away, it was like, damn, I just saw him in Maverick. He didn't look that old. Then you got to realize Maverick was like 15 years ago, the movie.
Right, but you're talking about the one with Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster, and he did a cameo?
And Jodie Foster. Yeah, well, he plays Maverick's
yeah.
dad. You find out at the end he's really Maverick's dad.
Right, but even 15 years ago, he was 71. You know, he has some Indian blood.
Probably
either black or
day.
Indian blood,
you know what I'm
saying.
Yeah, so like I'm saying, so you thought 15 years ago he looked pretty good, and he was 71. So now he's, you know, he passed away at 86. Yeah.
Now,
we
got to move on a little bit. Speaking of Garners, Eric Garner.
Yeah. No relation. And definitely, definitely not what you would call a Rockford file.
No, but you know, I was confused for a minute. I was like, why they got James, you know, because all I heard was the Garner part. And I was like, why didn't New York Police got James Garner in a chokehold for? What are the shenanigans? What the hell is going on? And then I paid closer attention and realized it wasn't James Garner, but Eric Garner.
NYPD has not learned, right?
Mm-mm, they ain't learned a damn thing. They just intent upon killing their citizens.
Black American male citizens. I mean, just a real quick rundown. It was the gentleman that was sodomized by NYPD. The man that was killed coming from his bachelor party by NYPD. The man that the four police officers put 42 holes in by the NYPD. And what was Eric Garner's crime? They thought he was selling illegal cigarettes.
And here's
what
the thing.
What is an illegal cigarette?
So and they just take them out the pack and sell them one by one because you don't they don't get the taxes on that. But here's the thing, and I know that because I saw Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills Cop. But here's the thing, unless he is selling a truckload, why are you messing with that man? Don't you have more important things to do than track down somebody who's selling Lucy's? Come on, this is ridiculous.
And not just harassing a man selling Lucy's. You gotta beat him down.
You guys catch anything?
Little. I mean, the man is not in his business. What I understand from the story I read from was it the New York Times or New York Post? He was just coming back from breaking up a fight in the neighborhood. So even if he was selling Lucy cigarettes, why are we beating the snot out of a person who is selling a cigarette?
Right. Like I said, it's not like he pulled up to a bodega with a semi full of, you know, cigarettes that he bought off the reservation.
It just doesn't make damn sense.
And
make me understand.
I can't even watch. You know what? Thank God for cell phones. Thank God for cell phones with the ability to video. I can't even look at the video anymore. They smashed that one guy with the 99 on, that one police officer who looks like he's Vice or something. Smashed his head in the ground. He's saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
Right. Do not let up off of him.
Right.
Does not let up off of him.
And there's nothing that the bystanders can do at that point. You know what? If it's two brothers fighting the street, you know, you can run over there and say, hey, man, stop it. You know, don't you hear him? You're killing him. But with a bunch of police officers, you're going to get hemmed up.
Right. And again, from what I gather, this is what he had just come from doing, seeing some people fight, and he broke up. He stepped in and broke it up. He stepped in, broke that up, and was walking, basically minding his business. But to me, it sounds like he was not only targeted, but profiled. And it takes five police officers to subdue someone who is being submissive. And if you read his complaint against the police department before this happened, obviously, he had been stopped by one of these cops before, not only strip searched, but had a body cavity search performed on him and on the street.
See, and you know what? Here's what we need to discuss, America. We caught it on tape this time.
Right.
Make no mistake about it. If it hadn't happened to him before, it's happened to plenty of other people of color. You know, just like with Rodney King. We knew that was going on. Those of us in Southern California, we knew what the haps was. It just took a video camera to show to the world what we already knew and were experiencing every single day. You know, you and I talked about this before. You know, my parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles had to teach their sons the proper way to deal with the police so you didn't get killed.
Exactly. You come out with your hands visible and don't make any sudden moves. Don't say anything.
Right,
out of,
you know,
out of
and I made the point, the white kids that I grew up with, their parents didn't have to give them that lesson. Because there was no way in hell anything like that was going to happen. So, you know, back to Eric Garner, this is just the time they caught it on tape.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think, if I remember reading the article correctly, he had been cited almost 30 times for selling cigarettes. I mean, is it that big a crime problem in New York City that people are selling Lucy's? And this is the treatment
right,
they have to get?
Like I said, you know, it's not like the brother had a semi-truck. This one, Beverly Hills cop in New York, it's not that serious. And it's not even that damn profitable. There's what? One, two. There's like 20 cigarettes in a pack, and I've seen them sell Lucy's for like 25, 35 cents a piece. And I've seen them do it in liquor stores and bodegas, just sitting there on the counter.
Meanwhile, you know, real crime is happening all over the city in this country, especially New York City.
Right.
And we got to be beaten down. We have to have one man beaten by five police officers and choked out to the point that he tells you he can't breathe, and they still beat on him, and then he dies.
For allegedly selling some cigarettes. Not sherm. Not weed. Not PCP-dipped weed. But like Marlboros.
And it begs the question: if this is what's going to happen to you for selling Lucy cigarettes, come out of your pocket for a big gulp in New York, and what's going to happen?
Right, you're going to get a takedown for that. But I will say that Eric is lucky in that his mayor's name is de Blasio and not Giuliani.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, his family is going to be lucky.
Well, yeah, his family's going to be lucky because de Blasio is raising a black son. So he has a vested interest in making sure this shit don't happen no more.
Right. And one of the officers, my recollection is correct, which, you know, it doesn't have to be because I am 52, unlike some 25-year-olds I'm talking to right now. One of the officers had already been suspended for excessive force with minorities, dealing with minorities?
See, I haven't read any of the articles because, you know, I've been preoccupied with, you know, my family situation. So I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. I heard in passing that one of them had gotten in trouble before, but I didn't really pay close attention to what he had gotten in trouble for. But it wouldn't surprise me, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was number 99 because the one who put the chokehold on there. Because he was just way too aggressive. He was the one who did the chokehold and was smashing his face in the concrete.
Yeah. And one of the officers' name was Kizzy. And I don't know who that was. But if your history is as good as my history, I believe Kizzy means stay put.
You know what? I hate you.
Once you read the article, you'll see I'm not playing.
I hate you.
There's one of the officers' name was Kizzy.
Was the other one Toby?
No. I think his name was Bachua. Oh.
Are you sure it wasn't Rooster?
Or Fiddler? Chicken George?
Chicken George? You started this mess.
As a sidebar to the whole deal with this man selling one cigarette, supposedly selling loose cigarettes, did you see the award that was handed out to this woman? I think it was in Richmond, Virginia, for some... that was the settlement, not even a settlement, it was an award, a court-ordered award. R.J. Reynolds has to pay this woman.
Like 32, 23 million?
29 with a B, billion.
Billion. Wow. They're going to peel the shit out of that.
29 with a B. The man was 36 years old when he died in 96.
They have been appealing the shit out of it. Because I'm sure she took it to court pretty close to 96.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been fought. And, of course, she wasn't seeking $29 billion. I know there's a lot of money in the tobacco industry. But $29 billion?
You know what you need to do? You need to go pour
some
oil on you. Light up while you're covered in oil. And Sue Shell and R.J. Reynolds.
Having lost several family members to cigarette smoke, cancer, lung cancer, I'm all for the industry being stopped. I'm all for people getting paid. Who's worth $29 billion?
They're making a point.
I know they're making a point. But since she's a widow now, I just want to know where she's living.
Wherever it is, she's too old for you.
Not if her husband died in 96 at 36.
He was women. What does that mean? 1960?
That means he was 2 years older than me. So
okay.
Unless she was the woman in the new Hotels.com commercial with Captain Obvious, he says, "You looking for a place to take your grandson?" That's not my grandson. Yeah, I think I could work something out with her.
$29 billion. You get with her, I'm convinced I can let King of Queens be let King of Queens be your chick on the side.
Go do you. We were sitting with this cash. Go do you. It's all good.
Right, right. Here, baby. Go buy a couple houses. I'll be back on this coast in September. Washington can have me from September to March. And Maryland can have me from March to September.
I say again, nobody's worth that money. Nobody's worth that kind of money.
Well, I am.
I mean, I love you dearly, but you ain't worth more than, say, 16, 17 billion tops.
20.
Say what you want to say.
You don't know what I'm working with. This is gold, baby. Gold. As I'm rubbing my big old fat stomach like a Buddha. Gold.
Hey, You can't be 29 billion and be skinny. You got to be 29 billion and have some girth on you. Even Ruckus ain't trying to get a 20.
Check.
Some of this has got to be grounded in, you know, pound for pound. So I really have to wonder what is going to happen now with the State Department. Are they going to finally get involved in this? Justice Department? What's really going to be happening with New York Police Department? I mean, they let Gates run wild in L.A. until Rodney King, right? And even that.
Well, you know what? I don't know that they'll step in because de Blasio is on the case, and you know Cuomo will be on the case. You know, we've got two progressive Democrats that will see this through. So I don't know that the State Department will have to get involved, but rest assured this is right up Eric Holder's alley.
It just ought to be. But de Blasio inherited that police department. You know, the argument can be made and should be made that Bloomberg did not make things any better. At minimum, he did not make things any better. Realistically, his policies contributed to why it's like it is now. But I just wonder.
But the police chief is fairly new, too, isn't he?
Yeah, but I think he came in under Bloomberg. I could be wrong, but I don't think de Blasio has had an opportunity to appoint his own commissioner, but I think this would give him some carte blanche to tell the one that's there, you got to go.
I'd say we give him a chance to work it out, because I think he will. I don't think he's going to let this stand. And then Eric Holder can get involved.
Yeah, somebody got to do some time. Somebody's got to do some time. Somebody got to go.
Yes. Yes, number 99. Start with number 99.
And then get Kizzy. Just for
right.
having the name Kizzy.
And
being on the
wrong
side of the situation.
I haven't seen the whole video. I don't know if anybody's shown the whole video, but all of them, because they didn't stop it. I think as a police officer, when you see your fellow officers crossing that line like that, you need to be stepping in and pulling them off the situation. And there's some drama with the first responders.
Yeah, well, two of them have been suspended and are not allowed to respond to 911 situations. They're off the street.
Because they didn't even do CPR, right?
Right, and they stood by for a while. While the man was on the ground, they didn't immediately jump in.
Yeah, see, somebody needs some ass busted.
Somebody needs to look at it. So I think either way, we're going to end up with a lot of changes coming out of New York.
Well, we already have some changes. I mean, was like 2 days after he took office, he was like, okay, no more profiling. This is some shiggity.
Yeah. But you know, that's got to be self-preservational with his son being, you know, running around with that big afro, too, in New York. There'll be no mistakes on my boy.
Right. Here's his picture. I want everybody to carry his picture in your wallet. And if you would think about him and Dante up, that's your ass, because that's what I would do.
It's going to be some entirely new careers handed out or being looked for. Entirely new.
Right, and there might be some jail time. I'm just saying, don't touch my boy. And FYI, all of these boys are my boys. Well, he probably can't go on. He probably can't go on TV and say that because who you calling boy? But you know what I mean. These are all my sons.
Which begs the question: is his wife in Orange Is the New Black? Is she crazy ass?
No. Why would you? No, they don't even look alike.
Well, I mean, she did used to be a lesbian.
You exhaust
just like Piper.
Me.
Just like Piper.
You exhaust me.
Just like Piper. I'm just saying.
Exhaust me.
These are just questions. I have to ask them. These are the questions.
Child, please.
Don't hate me because I make you think.
Yeah, it's what you make me think is the problem. I need to choke him right now.
See, now is that right? Is that right? Are we going to go there? Man been choked to death in New York City. And you talking about choking another black man.
Yep.
This is why black women are leading the nation as far as progressing since the 60s and black men are not. You help us contribute to the delinquency of our species.
Because we keep choking you out.
We keep choking us out. For minor stuff. For minor stuff.
Jesus, have mercy.
So, let's come south a little bit from New York City to the district of Crazia. And for those who have not been keeping up with current events, John Boehner and company have gotten their wish. The Affordable Care Act has finally found a court that was willing to be stupid enough to take it on. And I don't want to say when, because it's not over, but to have successfully found ways to tear it apart.
Almost. What
have they torn apart?
At the same time, though, don't forget, a Virginia judge ruled for ACA on the same ground, so now it has to go to another court.
Yes. And the Court of Appeals that it's going to is heavily Democratic.
Yeah, it's going to D.C. by circuit. And then if it has to go past that, it'll go back to the Supreme Court. But conventional wisdom is that it'll be 5-4 with Roberts switching sides because he's already done that once.
Well, Roberts, if he goes to the Supreme Court, yeah, he can't change his opinion. Which, I mean, he may change his opinion, but he can't change his written opinion on the constitutionality of the law.
I think he can because it's two different parts of the law.
Yeah, but the constitutionality, the law of itself, in and of itself, is constitutionally sound. The part that they gutted, from what I read, and I could be wrong because I am not a lawyer, but I have played a doctor in certain situations that we won't talk about right now. The part that I saw that was attacked successfully was the provision that states could the states could not provide. Subsidies. Could not provide subsidies to.
Well, that was this one,
signed up,
but the previous one was interstate commerce. So it's two different parts of the law.
See, I missed the entire interstate commerce thing. Damn it! I can pick up on my interstate. Keep missing my
So, I mean,
stuff.
Conceivably, they could go, they could take it piece by piece and go back 1,000 times if they come at it from a different angle. And the jackass who brought it up, I think, in Virginia was complaining about having to pay $21 a year. Are you kidding me right now? Is the struggle so hard on you? That $21 a year for health care
over incurring some medical bills that you'll never be able to pay off.
Right. That is your issue because you don't want to be because he didn't want to be forced to pay the $21 a year. Are you kidding me right now? Okay, fine. You're out of the exchange. Pay $2,000 a month to Cobra. See if I care.
Right. Exactly.
And I think it was Ed Schultz who brought it up or somebody on Ed Schultz's show that brought it up. We need to look at who's financing this cat because if $21 a year is a hardship, who's paying all his legal fees?
Amen. Amen.
Probably the Koch brothers. You know, somebody is financing this. And here's what I don't understand. You know, it's settled law. That doesn't stop somebody from bringing it up on the outside, but the Congress, my apologies, I'm having an allergy attack for some reason. But Congress, it's settled law. Leave it alone. Why don't you get people back to work? Try that one. I'm just saying. You know, that might make things.
Work.
Yeah.
Getting people back to work doesn't feed the beast that is the retardation of the constituency that wants the president with his odd color tie out of the White House.
Right. And I know this isn't on the agenda for this show, but speaking of the president, do we have to, like, get a million flyers and put on there what a high crime and misdemeanor is? Do we need to do that? Because these people, like that idiot Sarah Palin, who all week have been screaming, impeach the president, impeach the president, they don't understand what a high crime and a misdemeanor is?
Well,
none of it is committed.
One, I want to say it was a congressman out of Wisconsin, and don't hold me to that because I meant to make note of it, but I got a brain cramp when he said it. But I believe it was in a radio interview when asked why Congress hasn't started impeachment proceedings against President Obama. Instead of saying he's done nothing to warrant impeachment proceedings, unlike Bill Clinton, who did something, we don't know what, but we felt we should try to impeach him, even though that was a fool's errand to begin with. But instead of saying that, this man actually came out of his mouth with, it wouldn't be prudent at this time because we don't want to alienate independents and people who may vote for us in the upcoming elections. This is not the political climate to do it. So it's not even closely related to impeachable.
No. Examples of high crimes and misdemeanors, perjury of oath,
abuse of authority, bribery, intimidation, misuse of assets, failure to supervise, dereliction of duty, conduct unbecoming, and refusal to obey a lawful order. I'm not seeing where Obama has done any of this.
Well, I'm going to have to dispute that because I see their point on failure to obey a lawful order, because the good white man has told him several times that he's not supposed to be president, and he refuses to accept that. So
That's true, but you know what? They're going to try and get him on abuse of authority because they believe his signing statements is abuse of authority, even though every president in the last, 40 years have done more signing statements than him. And they're saying that, you know, because they claim he keeps making up these laws. Okay, well, you know what? I don't see anything that says that he can't. First of all, he's not. But there's nothing that says it's an impeachable crime.
As a constitutional lawyer and scholar, not to mention pretty freaking intelligent person who has checks and balances all around him and is clearly not out to destroy the country or the Constitution. We're not talking about a governor of a small state outside of New York who's trying to impose his will on different cities and counties by closing bridges. The president is not doing anything that's anti-constitutional.
He's not.
I mean, the whole idea is ridiculous in the extreme. And it just can't even...
Right. I mean, and if you take it down, you know, a couple levels and go over to the legislative branch, people that have been, you know, they've tried to impeach, run out of office, whatever you want to call it, they have taken bribes. They're on tape taking bribes. There's sexual misconduct with what was the one in Florida? Oh, I forget his name. He was a Democrat, too. And he wasn't even impeached. He resigned. Mark
right.
something. You know, I mean, some serious offenses, actual crimes, stuff that a citizen could be arrested for. That's what I look at it as. It's a high crime and misdemeanor. If the person is not in office, they would be arrested for it.
So we're almost 6 years into Barack Obama's presidency, correct?
Correct, and he has not done anything that a normal citizen would have been arrested for.
6 years into the previous administration, how many times have we heard the term, no-bid contract?
Right.
How many times have we heard no-bid?
We got lied into a war. How about that one?
Right. Right. Lied into a war.
Which cost lives of thousands of Americans. If that's
right.
not a high crime and a misdemeanor, I don't know what is.
And we can connect the dots from the term no-bid contract for people who were hired to, you know, help support the war effort. You know, we not defense contractors, but we're talking about suppliers of logistics and food, other items to help prosecute the war. People made money who worked for the company that was formerly run by the sitting vice president during that war? To me, that sounds...
Yeah, kickback.
That sounds like a high crime. That sounds like something that should be investigated and looked into deeply. Not he passed a law that was voted on democratically and found to be constitutionally sound by the Supreme Court and is overwhelmingly supported by the majority of the citizens in the United States. What am I missing? What did I get wrong? It's bullcrap politics.
Nothing.
It's
nothing.
Totally bullcrap politics.
And like he said, you know, this whole lawsuit thing, they're trying to sue him for doing his job. He wouldn't have to be doing the stuff that he was doing if they would get off their behinds and do what they're supposed to do.
Well, the lawsuit has no merit because what it comes down to is you don't have a president that's not willing to work with elected Congress. You have an elected president who is not being cooperated with by Congress, so he has to go around them, which is constitutionally sound, as I remember my civics courses. If the president feels it's in the best interest of the country and Congress will not act on behalf of the nation, the president has the authority to sign laws into being after going through the whole bill becoming a law process, which has happened way too many times. In my opinion, the president should have, a long time ago, should have signed laws into effect that would have benefited the country. The jobs bill, the infrastructure bill, these things are important too. But he didn't. He didn't. He's guilty of having no culpability in the Benghazi, I'm using my quote fingers, you can't see me, but I'm using my quote fingers, the Benghazi disaster that, again, 4 Americans died, and they can't find a way to pin it on this president or his Secretary of State at the time. But they don't want to talk about pre-9/11, when every warning sign available was pointed to this administration to say, hey, we could be in trouble with the guy in the turban. Death might want to look at him, and they did nothing. And was it 4 people that died on 9/11?
Yes, 4.
4, yeah.
I'm sorry, when?
9/11. 4 people?
No, 9/11 was 4,000? Like the 9/11?
The 9/11, 9/11 2001.
It was like 3,700, I think.
Yeah, yeah. American citizens on American soil. But no one wants to talk about prosecuting the people in charge then. I still hear in conversations, I still hear people say, this isn't the time to talk about that. We're still healing. The 9/11 memorial was just completed. We can't talk about that. Well, excuse the hell out of me, but it's 13 years later. When is going to be the right time? And how was that not the right time? How is this not the right time when you have buildings have been finished and erected? You have countless numbers of families affected, countless tributes that have been erected and parades. All this has gone by. People have gone and grown. Children have become young adults to really understand the impact of what's happened. When is it going to be the right time? Is it going to be the right time?
I don't know.
After
I talked about it before, I go radio silent and black on 9/11 because we get inundated with the same stuff over and over and over again. And I've been ready to heal for about 6 years, personally. True enough, I didn't lose anybody. But, I mean, I hate having to just relive that over and over again.
I think if we're going to, you know, if we're going to get serious about certain things, we need to just get serious about them and stop sugarcoating things and trying to find blame with other things. If this president that we have now had been at the switch, you know, figuratively, if he was in charge when 9/11, 2001 happened, there would have been no time for national mourning, no time for national healing. They gave him no such grace after Benghazi. They worked as hard as they could to find a way to minimize him killing Osama bin Laden because it was a major victory for the country. So let's take it away from this president. Even though they still say George Bush George Bush was able to kill Saddam Hussein, but Barack Obama didn't personally kill Osama bin Laden. All this double talk, all this bull crap that goes on, and they're supposed to be doing things for the good of the country. It's not for the good of the country. It's for the good of their personal coffers. It's for the good of their personal pedestals that they can stand up on and say, see, we're up against a tyrant.
A dictator, they call him.
A dictator. It's like they're trying to do Julius Caesar all over again. Look what he did. He deserved to be killed. He deserves to be removed from office. Like us. He can't be like us. Look at his last name. Look at the way he wears that tie.
You know what? They need to do some jiu-jitsu, and Deval Patrick needs to run for president. Or Cory Booker.
I think Deval understands it. I understand. I believe Deval and Cory Booker understand that their time isn't now. They know they got to give Hillary her shot. And even if Hillary loses, then you have a Deval Patrick in the wings. You have a Cory Booker in the wings. You have what's the mayor in California, the Hispanic guy? El Segundo.
Villa.
Twin brother.
Oh, they're in Texas. Those are the Castro brothers. The mayor of Los Angeles is Villa La Grossa. I said that wrong, but that's basically it.
Okay. I thought one of them was in California. But they're, I mean,
no, you're talking about the twins, right?
Right, right.
No, they're Texas, like San Antonio.
Well, it's clear that the climate in this country and the racial makeup in this country is a changing. And there's going to be a whole lot of there ain't shit they can do about it coming. And sadly, Barack Obama is the Jackie Robinson of national politics. And he has to be the first one in that has to fight through all the bull crap before the real changes really do come in and happen, and he may end up being the best of all of them. We don't know. Time will tell.
I just want to see their heads explode when we have a second consecutive black man in office. That's what I want to happen.
Will you and I live to see that? I mean, you might.
Well, I'm only 25.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Why are you trying to kill me off?
Just saying. I ain't trying to leave by myself now.
And a brother has some company.
We might have to live as long as our nanas have.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool, so we can have our great-grandchildren sitting around us and say, let me tell you something. I remember when there was the first black president. His name was Barack Obama.
Right.
But
we'll see.
But it is coming. I mean, change is coming. Real change is coming, and they're fighting hard to preserve what they think has been their manifest destiny.
I'm really interested to see what happens if Hillary Clinton wins. I just want to see what kind of shenanigans they're going to pull. I mean, obviously, sexism is going to run rampant, and, you know, Benghazi and all that stuff. But I wonder if they're just going to block her at every single turn.
No, because, you know, the one thing Hillary has in her favor that Barack does not have in his favor is when you go hard at a woman, you're a bully. And they're going to try to prop up another Michelle Bachmann or another Sarah Palin to be her harshest critic.
Or yeah, well, it'll be Ann Coulter, it'll be Laura Ingraham, it'll be Sarah Palin.
I was going to say the new word I learned from True Blood last week, another Republican. I thought I was going to fall on the floor and just lay there. And quit.
No. And she said it feels like
perfect.
Having a wallaby kick you in the cooch. That's what laid me out.
But it's...
Who's ever been kicked by a wallaby?
Anywhere, let alone the cooch.
Right.
But I just thought it was perfect on True Blood, for those who don't watch. I just thought it was perfect that they had Sarah Newland meeting her parent, trying to meet her parents at the Ted Cruz fundraiser. I thought that was probably the best thing they've done on True Blood in 3 seasons.
Right. I mean, she was like, is Laura Bush here?
We'll call her, Mama. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, it has been a... It has been a crazy 7 days. I mean, real crazy 7 days.
And right. Poor Malaysian Airlines. You know what? They're just going to have to go out of business or change their names. I just feel for them. One plane swallowed by water and the other blown out of the sky.
I can't. You know, I work really hard sometimes to control my impulse is to say stuff that are things that are just too ignorant for everybody else in the world.
You don't try that hard.
I you don't know how hard it is. I really work. Sometimes
see,
I don't care.
See how ignorant that was? Like I said, you don't try at all.
Sometimes I just decide I should walk away from certain situations and, the whole Malaysian pilot deal, I feel like I should just walk away from this. Because at the risk of offending any Asian listeners that we have, I noticed the other day in a moment of road rage, and I'll admit it, I was having a moment of road rage, that to me, Asian drivers don't want to drive fast unless they're behind me. Then they're all up on my bumper, changing into my lane. But when they're in front of me, oh my God, please.
I don't understand it because, you know, there's that video on YouTube that I shared with you in some Asian country where they just hit people at that intersection. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
So I don't understand. It clearly they're not afraid to drive, because this intersection, every day, a human being gets hit. There will be somebody walking across the street, and they'll just get hit. Riding their bike, boom. In another car, boom. There's so I don't know if it's the road rules. The rules of the road are different there, and so once they're driving here, they use extreme caution gear because they don't quite understand, or they're used to just walking across the street and getting mowed down. I don't know.
I can't
but
call
it. It is a bit trying, honestly.
I don't understand, but it made me wonder if there's any truth to some of the reports coming out of the rebel areas that the plane was off course and flying at a different rate of speed than an airliner is supposed to.
There's some talk about the autopilot failing, but they just got the black boxes, so they have to verify that. But even if it was off course, it was off course by just a smidgen.
Yeah,
that said, it's
lane.
White with big red and blue letterings on it. How could you mistake that for anything but a passenger airplane?
Well,
did nobody
wasn't the person tweeting about it drunk?
I don't know. But did nobody wake up in the morning and paint a military airplane from, military green to white with big Malaysia across the front of the side of it?
Right. Well, it wasn't even on approach, so it was high enough that it probably couldn't have been made out as anything but a passenger plane. You probably didn't see all it says Malaysia on it, but you obviously, I mean, I don't know what's going on in Washington, but where I live, I'm right in the flight path of Baltimore Washington International Airport.
Turning path. They turn over my neighborhood to make the approach.
Okay. So, and I've lived near military air bases. I lived outside of Andrews Air Force Base for a time in the mid-80s. I've seen the difference. If you live in a war area, you know the difference between an airliner and a military plane. It's not that hard. It was a slow-moving, easy target, and some drunk fool wanted to prove, hey, I can do this. And that's what happened. But the drunk fool was supplied by Putin.
Right, and there it is. Putin's the one that's giving them all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and what the hell, why are they shooting at airplanes anyway? That's just
exactly.
Foolishness.
They're not being bombed. They're not being strafed. You know, it's not like they're in a constant state of, oh, my God, what's going to happen next with this next plane going over. They're not living in the Gaza Strip, and Israel is flying over on a regular basis.
Yeah, how crazy is by the way?
You want to solve the Middle East crisis with the Israelis and the Palestinians?
Good
luck. Make all of them fly together in a Malaysian airline plane towards the Ukraine. I got to get this off when you get over Ukrainian airspace. We ain't playing.
So dumb.
I guarantee.
But I hear you. I mean, you and I have talked about this before. I am not well versed enough in that situation to take sides one way or the other. But it's just ridiculous. And, you know, for me, I mean, I know the people of the Palestinians, they believe in their cause. But there's only so many times I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Well, I can't disagree with you.
At some point, I'm just going to sit down.
Or are you just going to come up with any means you have at your disposal? The way I look at it is I think they have, to a degree, a legitimate point. I mean, the Palestinians have always been nomadic. And they found an area that they wanted to settle. It just happened to be the area that the United Nations gave to the Jews to call Israel after World War II. Hindsight being 2020, situation being what it is, now, what we know now, what we didn't know then, the known unknown, I believe those people were thinking, these people are nomadic. They move through the region anyway. There will be no problem setting up a country here for the survivors of the Holocaust and Jews who want to have their own nation. However, from what I gather, what I've been taught over the years and learned over the years, the biggest issue with that is the Palestinians were not allowed to move into Egypt because Egypt didn't want them. They weren't allowed to move into Jordan because the Jordanians didn't want them. They weren't allowed to move into Saudi Arabia, Yemen. All these countries said, no, 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 no. Not only don't we want you here in our country, we'll pay you to stay where you are and fight the Jews because we don't want the Jews in this area anyway. We don't want the Israelites to be to have their own land, have their own country. It's an affront to the region. It was discovered after Yasser Arafat's death that he had billions of dollars, maybe even $29 billion, where he had been paid by all those countries to keep the Palestinians out of their countries, to support his cause, but by keeping them out of their countries. They could have easily absorbed the influx of these peoples, easily. They didn't want them there. They're not their brother's keeper. But they gave them money to fight and to sow dissent. But even at that, I think Israel has a right to exist. I don't think they have a right to wholesale just work with people like they're selling Lucy cigarettes. But they have a right to be and not be disturbed. And the Yom Kippur War, if I remember correctly, you know, I was a young guy, I think I was 10 or 11 when that happened, you had Egypt, you had Saudi Arabia, you had Syria, I think there was a fourth country, all joined forces to attack Israel and push them out of the region, to wipe them off the face, not realizing that they ain't playing that no more. It ain't going to be that kind of party anymore.
Mm-mm. And I don't know. I don't understand why whoever's in charge of what's going on in Gaza didn't honor the ceasefire. I mean, the whole thing is just so strange to me because they have the humanitarian ceasefire where they go in and, you know, get the wounded, bury the dead. They say, okay, we're not going to bomb you for 2 hours, which I think is a good thing, you know, but at the same time, it's just like kind of bizarre to me. And then
I guess somebody raises the white flag and says, okay, we're done. And then they just start shelling each other again.
And even if, even at that point, it's not even a matter of them waiting it out. I mean, I have to laugh about it the way he put it, but Stephen Colbert said it best. He said they had a ceasefire, and evidently Israel honored the cease, and Hamas honored the fire. They started shooting immediately.
Right, and it's like why? You know, I mean, you have a well-oiled military machine in Israel and then, like, guerrilla warfare in Gaza. And, you know, sometimes guerrilla warfare works, but not in this case. There's, like, 500 dead Palestinians and, like, 14 dead Israelites. Is that what we call an Israelite?
Israelis. Did you know in Israel you are compelled to do military service as a teenager for 2 years?
Yes, male or female.
Male or female.
Yeah, I
so
learned that in World War Z.
To...
I'm just kidding.
Right.
I knew it before then.
But, you know, when they're called up, they're ready. They have been trained. It's not a new thing. And those who make a career out of the military, you know, they're ever ready.
Yep, guys, just don't stand in. Unless Putin sends them some weapons. And he has no dog in that fight, but I wouldn't be surprised because he's just crazy like that.
Oh, he might have a dog in that fight, but he's got some dollars coming out of that market. He doesn't sow any influence, but he does. A lot of their weapons are Soviet made. Have been that way since the United States supported Israel before the Yom Kippur War.
And this might be really self-centered and American of me, but I think Putin exists to be a thorn in our side. I think everything he does just to mess with us. I really, really do.
You can't mean that about Putin, because you have to remember that George W. Bush said he looked into Vladimir Putin's eyes and could see his soul. See in his soul, he was a good man.
No, whatever. Yeah, I remember he said that stuff. But I mean, I think it's a pissing contest. I really, really do. I think that, you know, on a policy level, I think that, or a propaganda level, I feel that the Russian nationalists feel like we just do them wrong on every turn and, you know, F the West. And then on a personal level, you know, I think there might be some height envy from Putin towards Obama, and I'll just say it like that. Yeah, I mean, he wants to be the alpha male. On the world stage, he wants to be the alpha male. And he's not, because Barry's too cool.
I will say that I think, to the detriment of Barack Obama, he has followed George Bush in dealing with Putin, and Putin knew he could outwit and outthink the Bush administration, but he also
yes.
knew the Bush administration was going to be quick on the draw and quick to use military action. So that kind of kept him at bay. And he knows Obama is a thinking man and a calculating man. And he's, you know, he's doing that kid thing. I'm going to keep pushing the limits to see where the line is. Whereas with Bush, there was no line. You just, you know, you could just tell him anything and he would buy it. And if you didn't do it, he was ready to send troops. He was surrounded
yeah,
by
you
war.
Know, you know me. I mean, I am not one for just going into war or anything like that. But I'm getting to the point where I think we need to let him know. I really,
I
really
can't
do.
Disagree
he
with
is getting
you.
On my nerves.
I can't disagree with you.
And he's just, like you said, he's just pushing that envelope, pushing that envelope. I mean, what is he going to do next? And I need the European nations to cowboy up. I understand they get a lot of their oil and gas from them, but I need them to cowboy up. I need the Dutch to be pissed that 130 of their citizens were blown out the sky. I don't know what the Dutch can do.
But you've heard the theories, right? Not the theories, but you've heard the rationalization, right, coming out of Russia, that the plane was autopiloted and there were dead bodies on the plane. It was an autopiloted plane full of corpses that was crashed on purpose, a la The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
And we could always do what Lindsey Graham said, which is what we should have done right away, according to Lindsey Graham, is Barack Obama should have, you know, come out and called Putin a thug. That would have shown him.
And, you know, like I said, I don't want to go into war, but I need the European nations to step up and do more than, say, to wag their finger. To put a harsher, you know what, just sanctions. Sanction his ass so that all the billionaires that he made start losing money and start pressuring him. Something needs to be done. I mean, shoot.
I cannot.
Activate
Steel
Team
6.
Because it's just out of control. Well, what is he going to do next? You know, and he can't absolve himself of what's happening in the Ukraine, because those are Russian separatists who are doing all that damage. His people with weapons that he's supplying.
Russian-supported Ukrainian separatists. Russian-supported Ukrainian separatists.
Yeah. Whatever. He's still running it. He's still running the operation just behind the scenes, and not that behind the scenes. Everybody knows. He's not as slick as he thinks. Something needs to happen. Germany, somebody. I would not take a drop of Russian oil or gas. I wouldn't. There are plenty of people who will step up to the plate.
What about vodka? What about some Russian vodka?
Let them continue to drink themselves into a stupor. I don't drink hard liquor anyway, so I can live without vodka.
What if they made Moscato?
But they don't. And how about I'll figure out how to make Moscato myself?
I know you can stomp the shit out of a grape. I seen you do it.
You know? Shoot. But again,
red
it wouldn't even matter because there's
on you.
It doesn't even matter because the Italians would fill the gap. And I would just order it on Amazon. And I'm Amazon Prime, so I would get it free shipping.
Oh.
Are you sure you want 2 crates of Moscato, Ms. Larsoul? Yes and yes.
Welcome all. We will do
you realize
it
that's 48
week.
Bottles, right? Got it. I'm saving it up.
We'll do this again next week.
Is it that time already?
It's that time. We're done. We're gone. We're out. I wasn't there at the button for the outro song.
Oh, I didn't know I had to push the button.
Push the button. But we're gone. We're out. We're done. We're off.
Just like a man. Don't know how to push the button.
Oh.
Did I say that out loud?
That's okay. Only you
All
and
right.
I heard it.
Okay. So am I supposed to push the button?
You're supposed to push the button. End your show.
Oh, all right. I'll push the button. Oh. The button's gone.
Yep. Party's over.
I don't see the button. Okay. Which button do I push?
It should say end the show.
It doesn't.
Oh.
All right, why don't we just hang up? Oh, end episode. Got it.